Hey, everybody. Tuesday.
I think somebody's choking on a shrimp.
It is National Shrimp Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by the Kmart restaurant, who rarely feature prawns on their special menu. It's almost shrimp possible. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it is another glorious day. Currently 15 degrees, working our way up to a high of 17 today under mostly sunny skies and looking like more of the same for the rest of the week. And on National Popcorn Shrimp Day, today's random shout out is to my great uncle Bernie, who just found out that there's actually no popcorn in popcorn shrimp. I also had to explain that there's no pop in popcorn either, given that he keeps kosher and that shrimp isn't kosher. When great uncle Bernie tried shrimp for the first time, I can tell you there was a whole lot of shh in shrimp.
Oh, Bernie, Bernie.
Bernie, Bernie.
Thank goodness he didn't go with the bacon shrimp wrap.
Oh, well, National Shrimp Day recognizes one of our favorite seafoods. Anyway. You know, we use the word prawn loosely to describe any large shrimp, sometimes called jumbo shrimp. You know, I really like oxymorons, you know, like jumbo shrimp, organized chaos, open secret. Preparing shrimp for consumption usually involves removing the head, shell, tail, and that sand vein. And if you only remove the eyes, do you know what that's called? Well, shrimp-like laughter is known to be considered good for the circulatory system. Speaking of which, my cousin's allergic to shellfish, and I forgot. I was nervous when I told him that there was shrimp. You should have seen his reaction. He really clammed up.
James, if you remove the eye from a prawn, does that mean you're dyslexic?
Oh, mercy. Let's listen in on Tuesday with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Are we going with The King and the Song of Shrimp?
I saw that song, and I said, no, I think I'm going to go with something else. Now, it's not really about shrimp, but it does have the word shrimp in it. So I will take that anyway. It's a song called Calypso Blues, originally written by Nat King Cole. However, the version I'm going to recommend everyone listen to is the one that was performed by Calypso Rose, who is a legendary calypsonian out of the island of Trinidad. And this song just basically, like most real true calypso songs, it's telling a story. So the person that's writing it is just talking about sitting by the ocean, feeling sad. They don't have any money, and they want somebody to take them back to Trinidad to see a fine calypso woman who cooks them shrimp and rice. And honestly, that's where I want somebody to take me right now. Out of here. I don't care if you're going to make me shrimp and rice, shark and bake, whatever else you eat in Trinidad. Just take me away, take me to the ocean, and just put me in some sand, nice warm temperature. And I think that'll do the trick.
It's time. For sure.
This is the makings of a contest.
I feel like, and that's why I said that, and ironically, the song is called Calypso Blues, so they're sad, but I'm like, why are you sad? Then I realize they're sad because they probably live in Canada right now.
Yeah, and they know they have to get through Pearson to get down there.
That Pearson and all, I mean, my God. So anyway, thinking of better times, the weather is getting warmer. Thank you, Mark and God, not necessarily in that order.
We
I'll take it in any order.
One of the same.
Not necessarily. So this is the Calypso Blues today, again, written by Nat King Cole and performed originally by Nat King Cole and many other people, actually. But I do like the Calypso Rose version. It feels very authentic because she sings it in her actual calypsonian style. So that's a pick for today.
All right, so we got that on our playlist, ready to go. And let us slide gently into Ventures of Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. You know, they have so many wonderful kitchen tools, but I couldn't find an automatic shrimp preparer. So I think I'll have to go to the prawn shop. What have you got for us today, Venturo?
You know what, before I jump into Tuesday's tech, just want to say on the weekend, you know, we celebrated Mother's Day, right? So I decided to get my wife her favorite. So we went to Red Lobster. And you know what? I thought of it beforehand and I was right. So what I did, I went online, I ordered, and I just went in to pick up. Guys, if you guys saw Red Lobster on the weekend, it was absolutely nuts. So I just went in. Got my order. When I was going out, people were looking at me like I was Santa Claus. Like everybody was wondering, we could have really ordered. There was a lineup. The lineup was ridiculous. You know, it was crazy. But anyway, she's a
big... Well, you learned your lesson getting KFC in Kingston. So there you go.
Yeah, so she was excited. So they, they're seafood people, my two girls and my wife. So they had a ball. So let's jump into Tuesday's tech. Now, this one is for all the workaholics, that some of us probably are workaholics. So have you ever been like, probably you have your phone in your hand and like 10 o'clock at night, you see somebody sending an email coming through a work email?
No, that's my wife beside me. Reminder. Don't forget tomorrow.
I've seen people sending out emails like at 2 a.m. in the morning. It's just absolutely crazy. So this is a simple trick, right? If you're a workaholic and you're up working all hours of the night and you want to send out your emails, the simple trick is, guys, please schedule your emails. You can schedule them for 8 a.m. in the morning. So if you're using your Outlook, right beside the send button, you'll see a little drop-down arrow that allows you to just click and set a time the following day, pretty early in the morning, when you can have that email just automatically sent out, so you won't seem strange or weird sending people eight emails at 2 a.m. in the morning. So that's a little trick. Use that scheduling for your emails. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Do you have any people you want to name there, Venturo? Any name dropping? People no.
I don't.
That's also known as the George Costanza email function. Maybe you want to show people that you're sending, but you actually write at 2 in the afternoon. Oh, look how late I was up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a companion tip in there, too, that if you're up thinking about sending an email at 2 a.m., don't.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, or if you get up, you know, don't handwrite something in the middle of the night next to your bed. Get up in the morning. Russia, mail, what's all this stuff? Oh, goodness gracious. It is Tuesday, time for Tuesday's trivia.
Yeah, you know, there's not that many seafood shops, specialty shops around anymore just because of the price of seafood these days. And out of those, I think there's only like 2% that actually carry the puffer fish. So, you know, I'm going to tell you that there's some entrepreneurial people out there that have noticed this sort of glitch in the overall market. So a lobster and a shrimp opened a highly expensive puffer fish shop recently. I guess selfish shellfish sell swell fish.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Hey, in one take. Well done. Okay, well, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. And we're reminded that when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.
Okay.